Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Renee Lachman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Sheldon. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Raleigh Sheldon. And now, play ball. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis, who is chasing the ball. Cater reaches third base with a triple. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cater scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Buford reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive towards third. Charles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Hansen moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Lachman reaches second base with a double. Skip Lockwood pinch hits for Raleigh Sheldon. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Lachman moves to third. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to home to get Lachman. Campaneris moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Catfish Hunter now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters strikes out. Lachman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Peters out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Charles moves to third. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lachman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. Campaneris reaches third base with a triple. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Peters covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Lachman and he is safe. Buford steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Ward reaches second base with a double. Robinson moves to third. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 0-for-3 in the game. Skourin hits a ball on the ground into left field. Matthews picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Matthews. Robinson scores. Ward scores. Skourin moves to third. It's 8-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skourin scores. It's 9-0, White Sox. Tom Harrison now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Romano reaches second base with a double. Hansen goes all the way around to score. It's 10-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger. Throws the ball into Campaneris who tags Berry trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Romano scores. 2 outs. It's 11-0, White Sox. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lachman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for Tom Harrison. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lachman moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barry. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Lachman scores. Harrelson goes all the way around to score. It's 11-2, White Sox. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Harrelson now playing first base. Jim Dixon now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Buford is hit by the pitch. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buford scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 12-2, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Dixon. Robinson scores. It's 13-2, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Romano strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cater hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lachman hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.